Hello, and welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church of Akko, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria. We hope that this message inspires you and builds your faith. Enjoy the message.
Hallelujah. If you're happy to be in the presence of the Lord, shout a big hallelujah. I always like when your hallelujah is resounding. And resounding means it echoes over and over and over and over and over again, such that the heavenlies will hear and will rise to say, somebody is praising the King of Glory. If you are happy being in the presence of the Almighty, shout a greater hallelujah! Good morning, church. I want to say thank you to the pastorate, our Father in the Lord, the entire council for giving me the opportunity to share the word of God with us this morning. I pray that the Holy Ghost will open your eyes and make you see where you're going to, how to get there, and will bless you richly in the name of Jesus. As I was sitting there, I was somehow elated in my spirit, and I was asking, it's unusual of you, you know? I was trying to curtail myself. But I'm just so certain that whether you like it or not, you're moving to your higher ground in the name of Jesus. Sitting down there, I saw people that are ready to be lifted. You are the next in the name of Jesus. I'm not just saying it because I feel like saying it so that you feel, yes, I need to be in church. I was sitting down there and I was seeing the atmosphere open for somebody to be lifted. Not just one person, not two, not three, not four, not five. I see people getting ready to be lifted by the hands of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, you are moving higher in the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not, whether you are actually, you know, dragging or not, but the confirmation I am getting is that from now, your level is changing in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise to our feet as we just bless the name of the Lord? Power belongs to you. Power belongs to you. In heaven and on earth, all power belongs. Power belongs to you. Power belongs to you. Heaven, in heaven and on earth, all power, all power belongs to you. Everybody say it to the power belongs to you.
You are exalted, unlimited.
Together and appreciate the King of Glory this morning, church. Let's just bless him because he's worthy to be praised, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Mighty God. Let's have our seat in the presence of the Almighty. Hallelujah. This morning, it is certain that you are not going to remain the same again. Somebody say amen. And as usual, as I come, when I say a word, just know that it is prophetic and you have to key into it. From today, everything that has limited your lifting is broken off your life in the name of Jesus. God told them, he said, whether they like it or not, he said, with strong hand is going to lead them, deliver them. And he was telling them, he said, did you see how I carried you? Because I had already told them that whether he likes it or not, that I will exalt my name over him. And January came, every other month came. The Lord did not allow the enemy to have the final say in your life. Isn't that awesome? I pray in the name of Jesus, in the remaining days of this year, the King of Glory shall lead you higher. In the mighty name of Jesus. When I got the message I was going to speak today, the word that the Spirit of God dropped in my spirit is the hand of the Almighty. On eagle's wings, the hand of the Almighty. And every other thing that I've been seeing since then has been showing that God is showing forth his hands to lift people no matter the circumstances. And there are proven records in the Bible. That means yours is not impossible in the name of Jesus. Throughout the time and the sojourn of Abraham until the exodus from Egypt, their experiences through the wilderness, one thing is certain, God was always with them. He never left them alone. And so he is today. God is very much around with us. He has said it. He said it in the book. He said it in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Verse 5a. He says, I will neither leave you nor forsake you. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, he said, lo, I will be with you always. That means you are never stranded. You are never alone. The hands of the Almighty, whether it is the physical manifestation of his hand, on the unseen hand of the Almighty, the truth of the matter is that the hand of the Almighty is always hovering all around and lifting you. That was why you were not victim of the pandemic. That was why till today you are not bedridden. And that is why the people that are sick on their sick bed, the Lord is lifting them up. Somebody say amen. Amen. There's an assurance. I saw something last night. And I saw the one that people will think it will be too far before she will get up. I saw her coming back to church. Somebody say amen. Rataki kapasa. In the name of Jesus, your time of celebration has begun in the name of Jesus. He said to them, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When the hand of God is upon a man, just like it is upon you now, and it is following you and lifting you into 2021. When the hand of God comes upon a man and he lifts him, just like he said in the book of Exodus, that I bear you on eagle's wings. Something happens. He picks him from the company of beggars. He picks him from the midst of crawlers. He takes him from the midst of strugglers and places him in the committee of decision makers. I don't know how far you have begged till this very moment. I don't know how far you have crawled to this very moment. But the truth of the matter is that when the hand of God rests upon a man, he takes him like this from the company of those that are struggling and are always complaining and saying there is never enough. And he places him in the committee of people that will be taking decision. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever company that you have found yourself and is not palatable, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are moving up in the name of Jesus. The truth of the matter is that when God's hand rests upon a man, he opens another chapter concerning him. Everything that has been written in the past chapter does not matter anymore. There is a new page that is opened concerning that man. And a new story is written on that chapter. It was told about Mordecai. The Lord opened another chapter concerning him. And a new story was written concerning him. No longer the Mordecai that was begging and looking haggard or sitting by the king's gate and looking dejected and saying he's nobody. But the scripture has made us to know that he's the Mordecai that was celebrated and that is still celebrated today. By the power in the name of the Almighty, from today, a new story is written concerning you. I don't know the story that you yourself have been seeing all around, but the assurance is that 2021, from now on, there's a new story concerning you. In the name of Jesus. I said long time ago, and I have the urge to say it again, there are some of you here, you are going to dance your own dance. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you about dancing your own dance. Before I got married, I'll be told, when are you going to do your own? In fact, by the time I'm walking people down, just like some of us walked some of our brethren down, you know, this morning. And my friends will tell me, it is your turn. I'll just look at them like this. It is your turn. There was a particular day I got home and I told my mother, I said, I won't be coming next week because I'll be attending my friend's wedding. And she said to me, Ma tele won kakiri, ma lo wa titi e se, ma lo wa nkan se. I was like, but somehow I kept those words. By the time I went to her and I said I wanted to get married, she told me, she said, ko so lo mi o. I said, mommy, she mo bere wo lowo yin ni. All along, I have been dancing people's dance. Ma kasiata. But when the time came, I'll tell you what happened. On that day at Bajulaye, people were here left and right. And I was not seeing anything. Most of you were. I was not seeing anything. I was just walking. And I heard in my spirit, this is your time. Walk the eye. This is your time. Walk. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Your own time will come in the name of Jesus. That day, I did not dance someone else's dance. I danced my dance. By the power in the name of Jesus, from today, your music has started. You will dance your dance this year. You will dance your dance in 2021. In the name of Jesus. When the hand of the Almighty God is upon a man, yesterday become a thing of the past. There's always now, and there's always what God is about to do. God will do greater things in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I have come to tell you that the hand of man is limited. 2020 has proven it. And the scripture has also proven that the hand of God is not limited. He says that his hands are neither short to save you. He proved it. Even till this very moment, man can get tired and say, see, guy, I'm sorry. I think I've helped you far. I've helped you so long. I think I've tried, but I also have family. I've got so many things to do. Because at times, not because they don't want to help. Because man is limited in his space. But we have a God
that is unlimited. Somebody say amen.
That unlimited God will show forth in your case in the name of Jesus. Man is human. God is God. That is why I am so sure that in 2021, as you're moving from today, the unlimited God will take you to unlimited heights in the name of Jesus. I was seeing it clearly. I was seeing people that will be entering into the next year and seeing them lifted. In the power that is in the name of Jesus, you are lifted in Jesus' name. Ushers, you know, I always see something good about the ushers. I see them also moving higher. Somebody say amen. The Lord will take you places in the mighty name of Jesus. Man's hand is limited, but the hand of God is unlimited. When you buy data, you will pay. And it's to a particular point. They say, call a package unlimited. It is never unlimited. The only unlimited resources. He said, 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. He said, they are mine. If I were hungry, he said, I would just go to them. That means if he needs everything, it belongs to him. All your needs from today, all your needs, and I speak ahead of time, in 2021, the Holy Ghost shall meet them in the name of Jesus. God's hand is unlimited. God's hand is powerful. And that is why he told them, he said, I bore you on eagle's wings. I am so sure. Have you gone through situations in 2020 and you felt you were almost crashing? Have you forgotten? We read about the story of the eagle, that when the eaglet is falling, maybe the eagle pushes it and is falling. He goes boom, and before there is a crash landing, it picks it up again. Has it not been written? He said, I will give my angels charge over you, that you will not dash your feet against the stone. Have you ever wondered why you have not dashed your feet against the stone? Because he promised it. He said, you will not dash your feet against the rock. As this year is running to an end, you will not crash land in the name of Jesus. I have come to prophesy this morning to you that the hand of the Almighty is the only hand that can see you through. And that is the only hand that will be visible in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of time, let's look at the importance or the efficacies of the hand of the Almighty. Because I am so sure that the hand is so big to wrap me. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. He said, the righteous run into it. He said, they are safe. The reason I feel secure most of the time is because I know that the hands of the Almighty, no matter how deep that thing is, no matter how deep you have gone, no matter how severe those things are, we have someone, the Almighty, that is called the Alakpagbogboro Tingbomore, no matter how deep it is, his hand is longer enough to pick you out of it. I pray in the name of Jesus, no matter the depth that you have found yourself, from today, in the name of Jesus, you are coming out of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Efficacies of the hand of God. I have about 10. I want you to hold this morning as you move forth in this year to the next year. The hand of the Almighty keeps from evil. Be rest assured.
When he said, I bore you on eagle's wings, his hand is what? His hand, he says, it keeps away from evil, takes you, protects you. It is evident in the life of that man. Somebody open the Bible to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. The Bible speaks about a particular man. If you read the A part of it, scriptures makes us understand. He said this man was more honorable than his brethren. Hallelujah. That was not the beginning of his life. Hallelujah. The beginning of his life, at a point, the Bible says they gave birth to him. And his name was called, he said, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Let's go to verse 10. He said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed. The Lord will bless you indeed in the name of Jesus. And enlarge my territory. That your hand, that's where I'm going, that your hand should be with me. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I fear no evil. He said, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, thy hand will be with me. Why should your hand be with me? He said, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. He prayed to God. He said, God, enough is enough. 2020 has taken its toll, but I am moving on now. He said, you have stayed long on this mountain. It is time to move. He said that you bless me, not just blessing me and allowing people to come and invade me and take all the spoil that you have given me, my children, my businesses. He said, Lord, bless me, enlarge me. And one more thing, oh God, please, as you are giving me all this, he said, protect me from all evil. In the name of Jesus. Okereju, Otobiju, no matter the evil that is hovering in the air, it will not come near you in the name of Jesus. Scripture has said it. He said, evil that flies in the day. He said, pestilences are flying. He said, evil wickedness, he said, in the noontime. Hallelujah. He said, it will not come near you. And speaking to someone, it will not come near you in the name of Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 27 to 29. Let's quickly look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 27 to 29. Do we have it on the screen? Let's just quickly look at that. Hallelujah. Are we going to have it on screen? Okay. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Let's go to 28 and 29. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Can you see the confidence and the Almighty speaking? Jesus is saying, he said, no one will snatch them of my hand. That's your son, the enemy will not snatch him away. Your daughter, the enemy will not snatch her away. Your business, the enemy will not snatch it away. Your wife, the enemy will not snatch her away. Your husband, the enemy will not snatch him away. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever concerns you, the enemy will not snatch it away in the name of Jesus. What other thing can the hand of the Almighty do? The hand of the Almighty had the capacity to contend with anyone that contends with you. When the eagle breast the eaglet, nobody, when the eagle picks up a prey, nobody, when the eagle picks up what belongs to you, nobody, you will fight, but you can't collect it. And that's what Jesus said. Look at the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 5, verse 1 to 17. 1 Samuel, I'll just run through because maybe the screen is not coming up. The scripture is making us understand. He said they lost the ark of God. The Philistines took the ark of God. The symbol of their testimony was taken. But they made a mistake and took it to the house of Dagon. And the Bible said they placed the ark of God in the room where they kept Dagon. That was the greatest mistake of their life. But I'm going somewhere. The Bible said by the time they woke up the following morning, he said they saw Dagon falling down. How can the ark of God be in the house of Dagon? of Dagon. It is impossible. Power must pass power, because power passes power. And they woke up and say, this must be coincidence. I think something happened. So they woke up there, picked up the gun, stood it up again. They went. By the time they came the following morning, they saw Dagon broken. Arms broken, necks broken, leg broken. And something, if you read that word, he said, till this very day. Let's look at verse 7. Let's look at verse 7. Verse 7 of it. Hallelujah. Masataya. Verse 7. Hallelujah. He said, and when the men of Ashdod saw how it was, they said, the ark of God of Israel must not remain with us, for his hand is harsh toward us and Dagon our God. His hand upon everyone that contends with you. From today, your marriage shaking, your finance dwindling, your children, you cannot even tell. Whatever is contending with your joy, today shall be broken in the name of Jesus. And the scripture says, he said, till this very day, no one stepped into that threshold of the house of Dagon again. It was abandoned. Everything that is used to contend with you shall be abandoned and perish in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking ahead of time, and I want you to key into it. Hallelujah. Let's move on, because I'm number three. The hand of God, the hand of the Lord, causes divine speed. Somebody say divine speed. I can hear, say divine speed. That is why I am so certain that in 2020, as it's rounded up, and 2021, as you are entering, the Lord shall grant you divine speed. In the mighty name of Jesus. How many of you need this divine speed here? Let me see your hand up. You need divine speed. Now receive in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord causes divine speed. Look at 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 44 to 48. 1 Kings chapter 18, 44 to 48. After the Lord dealt with the prophets of Baal, the prophet told the king, he told his boy, he said, go and look at the cloud. But when he came back, he said, I saw something small, something small. He said, okay, go. After he had gone 7 times, hallelujah, he said, go and tell the king to guard himself and run, because it is going to rain. This rain must not meet him. The king started running on chariot. He started running. But the Bible says in verse 48, let's look at verse 40. I said 1 Kings chapter 18, not 19. 1 Kings 18. The Bible makes us to understand. He says that when Elisha, he said, then, hallelujah, verse 8, are we there? 1 Kings 18, verse 44 to 48. That's what we're going to. Hallelujah. Then it came to pass the 7th time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. Can we have this? It's going on. Hallelujah. Amen. But let me just continue. He says it was, he saw it, but let the king run. By the time this man of God began to run, it is written in the scriptures. He said he ran, met up with the king, and overtook the king. There is an assurance I have in my spirit. I have said it before, and I hear it again today. The spirit to take over rest upon you in the name of Jesus. 2021, the Lord shall grant you divine speed. No matter who has gone ahead of you, maybe promotion has been flying above you, flying every here and there, and you feel you are the one lagging behind, or you are the one actually laid behind. I have an assurance. Where is that person this morning? The Lord of divine speed grant you divine speed now in the name of Jesus. Don't be troubled. This year is your year of divine speed and your year of recovery. In the mighty name of Jesus. He took him, overtook him. So there's no crime in overtaking. Whether you are supposed to have gotten to school and you're not already, you have not gained admission. Whether you're supposed to marry and you are not yet married. whether you're supposed to have started a business and, or your business is not moving forward, there is an anointing for divine speed. Today, that anointing rests upon you in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord causes divine favor. Ezra found favor in the sight of the king. It is unusual. You are not a citizen of that country. But the Bible says that he approached the king. Ezra chapter 7, verse 6 to 9, and 27 to 28. And the king granted him favor. Where people have tried, or they felt it is impossible to gain favor, scriptures make me to understand. He said, wherever the sole of your foot shall tread, he said, you will possess the good of that land. Masika Kakaposa 2021, you are possessing goodness in the name of Jesus. When you get to your office, know for sure and say to yourself, I am possessing the good of this land. When you go for an appointment and you are seeking to pitch something before your boss, you have an idea and you are saying, how do I do it? There is an anointing for favor from today, because you are represented here. That anointing rests upon you in the name of Jesus. That is what the hand of the Almighty can do. That place, so speak about Elijah, he said, and the hand of the Lord was upon him. When he saw that the hand of the Lord was upon him, he gathered himself, boop, and he started to run. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. By the spirit of the Almighty, you are overtaking in the name of Jesus. I have this word to tell you, and that's why I'm saying it emphatically, that your time for lifting is now in the name of Jesus. He said, it is time to favor Zion. He said, the set time is now. No matter who you are and your field, you are laid behind. The Lord is taking you from the back and putting you at the forefront in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Almighty takes you from the low life, low ground, takes you to a higher ground. The hands of the Almighty, when it rests upon a man, hallelujah, he gives honor to that man. He gave honor to Jabesh. And the Bible says, honorable. Do you know something about Jabesh? Scholars prove it. And they said, the Lord so much bless him. The one that has been called pain, the one that has been named sorrow because of circumstances, situations make them to call it. But the Bible says, scholars believe that a city was named in his name. How come? When I was making search, I traced it back to Bethlehem. Someone that was called sorrow. There's a song that you wrote. Someone that people has ridiculed and say you cannot amount to anything. I saw someone here. I'm trying to locate that person. The Lord will remove you from that situation of ridicule. From now on, the crown of honor is placed on your head in the name of Jesus. That man that was called sorrow, that was called pain, they prove and prove and prove and said there is also a city that is named Jabesh. They said that name must be traced to that person. Goodness will be traced to you in the name of Jesus. Favor will be traced to you in the name of Jesus. When you are looking for who to uplift, who to promote, it is your turn in the name of Jesus. When favor comes around you at times, people will say, why is it him? Why can't it be me? The truth of the matter is that when it is your turn, no man can dispute it. That miracle that people will say, how did it happen? We thought 2020 was somehow. We thought when you started it was somehow. But as it's going to an end, it's like the hand of the Lord is upon your life. It is visible. The hand of the Lord will stand for you in the name of Jesus. Quickly, the seventh one. What can the hand of the Lord do? The hand of the Lord can make what is impossible, that impossible, to be possible in your life. Why do you call it impossible? Naomi told Ruth, he said, nothing can come out of this thing again now. He said, just go. He said, please, entreat me not to leave you. He said, where you go, I will go. I don't mind. Let me just follow you. There was no hope for the future. But because she hung on to the will of the Almighty, do you know that Ruth, hallelujah, became someone that is celebrated today. What was that impossible in her life? Her loss was forgotten, and her gain and her glory is announced. Today, Rakosaka, your glory from today shall be announced in the name of Jesus. That is how God, or the hand of the Almighty, the far, the length he can go for you. I am so confident that you will not fall, you will not fail, you will not fumble in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that woman, he said her time was due. People said Sarah's time was due. But Bible says she had the strength to carry her baby. Your testimony is reaching your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand, everybody. Ripasati kakopo shakaya. Landiaku sambalabosa kalebo ribaribosaya. In this year, before 31st, and as we pick 2021, you will hold your testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I see your door opening. In the name of Jesus, door of favor opening for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's move on. The hand of the Almighty is full of mercy. Somebody say mercy. Somebody say mercy. Hand of the Almighty God is full of mercy. David, in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, 11 to 18, he erred in the sight of the Almighty, and the prophet came to him. He said, name three things. This is where I'm going to. This is where I'm going to. Listen to me, everybody. He said, name three things. And he said, how can I name these three things? If I choose this, it is grievous. I choose this, it is too much. He said, let me go fall into the hands of the Almighty. The Bible said God decided that he will do what he wants to do. And he sent his angel, and the angel began to smite the people. But he said, when he got to Jerusalem, somebody said Jerusalem. Somebody said my Jerusalem. He said, when he got to Jerusalem, and the angel of the Lord was about to continue, he said, the Lord told him, stop. Everybody says stop. That is why I am confident that every wave of sickness, he said, when I see the blood, he said, I will pass over in the name of Jesus. It shall stop in the name of Jesus. He said, and David cried unto him. He said, stop. When he wanted to destroy Jerusalem, mercy of the Lord prevailed. He said, his mercy prevailed over judgment. I don't know what you have dealt your hands into, what you have gone into, but one thing that can deliver you is the mercy of the Almighty. Somebody say mercy. Don't toy with him. He said, stop. And that slaughter stopped. Every slaughter against your soul, against your family, against your business shall stop now in the name of Jesus. And so I pick the last one. The hand of the Almighty is always against his enemies. Always against his enemies. And I want to say this way. Who is the enemy of God? You ask yourself, in what way am I becoming the enemy of the Almighty? We are celebrating Christmas. He died for you and I. Are we crucifying him the second time? He said, it is when you do my will that I call you my friends. When you are not doing the will of the Almighty, you are acting like the enemy of God. How can you be his friends in 2020 as you're rounding up and 2021 as you are picking it? You want the hand of the Almighty, whether the unseen hand or the manifestations of miracles and signs to be visible in your life, you don't have to become the enemy of God. Sin can stop you from reaching where you are going to. Sin is called the satanic index number. It is placed, when it's placed upon a man, he removes favor from his life. But we are just spoken about mercy. That mercy prevails over judgment. Raise your hand, everybody. I pray in the name of Jesus that mercy will locate you in the name of Jesus. How can the hand of the Almighty be around you? Listen, I've said it before and you have to hear it again. You have to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You have to embrace him. Go beyond saying, I am a Christian. Say, I am a born-again child of God. People are not proud to say they are born-again children of God. They say, are you a Christian? Say, yes. Ask them, are you born again? It will take them a few seconds, probably if they will even answer you, to say, yes, I am born again. Mordecai, I said, don't worry. Nicodemus went to him. He said, Master, I see you doing all these things. He said, how can a man be doing this? I said, but God must be with him. Jesus knew where he was going to. And the Bible said, Jesus said unto him, he said, Mordecai, he said, Nicodemus, listen. Hold on. He said, verily, let me say unto you, let me help you out. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. How can you see righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost? The Bible says it's the kingdom of God. You want to experience righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost as this year is running off and in 2021. You have to be born again. Say to the person beside you, be born again. I can't hear you. Say, be born again. And he said, how can I be born again? This thing is, what do you mean? I don't even understand it. He said, verily I say, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he said he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Entering, you have to experience it. You have to experience it. John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even unto them that are called, hallelujah. Even on today, he said, can you give me that again? He said, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the Son of God. Even unto them that believed in his name. If you don't believe in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and stand for him, how can the hand of the Almighty carry you? Like he said, I bore you on eagle's wings. You want to succeed in 2021? Our Father in the Lord has said, obedience is the key. And what is the obedience? Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Without Jesus, without Christ in your life, it's always crisis. I come from a Muslim family. I know how tough it is. So I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Are you turning back? Now I'm speaking to you. Are you trying to turn back? Don't turn back. There's consequence for turning back. Go all the way. The Bible says that when they murmured and they sinned, he said those soldiers, he said they did not enter into that place. Strong, able men. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You are crossing this year. Cross it into your promotion. Cross it into your breakthrough. Cross it into relationship with the Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing will cut short your life. I want you to rise to your feet, everybody. I want you to rise to your feet. I have brought Jesus, the King of Glory, to you. Explain the hand of the Almighty, what he can do in your life. But one thing is that you have to embrace him, the King of Glory. Embrace him, the Lord of Lords. Say unto Lord, say, Father. I can hear you. Say, Father. In whatever way I have erred, in whatever way I have sinned, say, Lord, let your mercy locate me. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. If it's sin that will want to debar me from entering into 2021, if it's sin that will not make me to soar on the eagle's wings in 2021, Lord, I ask for mercy. Your mercy prevail over judgment. Lord, I ask for mercy. I, Adeoromo Adebayo, I ask for mercy. Ask for mercy for my wife, for my children, for my family, for the household of God, for my department, for everybody connected to me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rapos and derebo shoto derebo soto derebo shaya. Rekete derebo sondori dara. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayer points. If you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because of time, I just want you to just place your right hand upon your chest and I'm going to pray for you. Say, Father, I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. 2021 shall be a new year for me. I will not go back to my sin. In the name of Jesus, from now in December 2020, I become a new person. A new story is written concerning me. Father, I thank you for receiving me as a son. In Jesus' name we pray. Now raise up your hand, everybody. Say, oh Lord. Say, oh Lord. Anointing for favor. Rest upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mind and pray. Open your mind and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, I receive divine spirit. From now on, divine spirit enter into my life. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Spirit, you take over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the hand of the Almighty, let it show forth in my life, show forth in my business, show forth in my career, in the mighty name of Jesus. As a student, I receive the divine spirit of taking over, in the name of Jesus. The spirit will recover, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer point. Say, oh Lord, place your right hand upon your head. Say, oh Lord. Pastor Bayo was at my house yesterday. He said, some people, he said, the battle in their life, they'll be crossing leg like, say, oh Lord, oh Lord. And while you say, oh Lord, you are speaking for them to say, oh Lord, those battles that contend with you, how come my father goes, you know, your man say, oh Lord, Lord. He said, oh Lord, oh Lord. Your oh Lord should be aggressive. Say, oh Lord, every power contending with my 2021, fall down, die. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you were blessed by this message and look forward to having you next week. Make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. You can also follow us at Foursquare Jeb on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. God bless you.